Mr. Chair, leads me into another topic you have in front of you. It's a perfect entree to this, and it fits well with Steve's slide, what's next. In front of you, you do have a letter that was written by Senator Brandis, and that letter basically is recommending that since you have both the letter from Senator Brandis and you have my response, that letter is basically recommending that that the board support, the citizens supports the funding of an external review to determine basically what additional steps need to be taken or can be taken in order to further reduce the overall footprint, you know, of citizens. And while frankly I do not agree, I have some serious issues with some of the specific recommendations, because I have biases that are made in the senator's recommendation. I do not believe that, for example, that an assigned risk plan, which is really more of an auto term, a joint underwriting association for property, would be an appropriate way to go. That was where we were with Citizens. And I don't believe that turning this into a servicing organization is appropriate, because to your point, Governor, we wouldn't be able to respond in the event of a liquidation of any type. But on the other hand, exactly to your point, I do believe that an outside review could be beneficial to really take a look at what has to happen in order to, you know, take us to that next step and create a healthier marketplace. For example, and I think you used the perfect example, we're restricted today by the glide path, right? So regardless of whether Citizens or this board, you know, were to believe that we needed a significant increase to offset some of the rate inadequacy, the reality today is legislatively, from a statutory standpoint, we can't do that because of the overall glide path. And there are other provisions that I think need to be looked at that might be recommendations. Litigation reform, which is, in my opinion, absolutely essential if you're going to create an overall healthier market and frankly, reduce the need for those rate increases that are now being filed by private carriers. So it would be our intent at the December meeting to at least approach you with a potential outline for procurement to bring in an outside party that could take a look at Citizens and come up with and really define those specific areas where eliminate our biases and really define those specific areas that might be necessary in order to take Citizens to the next level and reduce the financial impact that Citizens would have, you know, on the state. So you have both Senator Brandis's letter, you have my response. Obviously, my response includes some things that I believe would be absolutely essential to include in any such venture procurement. One of the concerns I would have is that, as I've mentioned several times in my presentation, as Steve did too, this is a market that is highly, highly dependent upon reinsurance. It has very low capital and surplus ratios compared with other states, turning Citizens into a reinsurer, which would allow carriers fundamentally to write more business with less surplus, would not be, you know, an approach that I would recommend to this board. But I do believe, I think it would be wise for us to look at every single aspect necessary in order to consider what might be done to, you know, reduce the footprint.
Governor Holton. Thank you, Chair. To Barry's point and some of the other points here, I think the obvious elephant in the room is the glide path. And I think we have to be realistic as a board and as an organization and have an honest dialogue with the Florida legislature about the efficacy of the glide path in today's world, given all the market forces, increased storm activity, rates of the other carriers, and so forth. My sense is the legislature, probably more now than in the past 4 or 5 years, is more open to omnibus insurance reform all around. So I would encourage staff and the board to really consider, and maybe we can do it in the format of this study, to have an overall group of recommendations from an independent source that we could take to the legislature and say, here's something that makes sense in doing. Because in my opinion, the glide path, while it was appropriate at the time, given the exigencies of the time, it's kind of anachronistic now, given the world as we have it now.
Governor Halton, I think you hit the nail on the head. I believe Senator Brandis's position is exactly the same, and that is if Citizens makes recommendations on a standalone basis, we have there would be obvious biases. If you have an independent group making recommendations that the legislature could consider, it may be taken, more seriously. So I think your point is very, very well made, and I think there are some advantages to having an outside party look that would eliminate any internal biases that Citizens might bring to the table.
Recognize.
We're just getting this letter, so I'm trying to flip through it and understand what Senator Brandis wants. One of the things that I'm concerned about is a couple of items in this recommendation or request for a feasibility study appear to be pretty clearly outside the charge of Citizens. The governor has certainly made it very clear that he respects the separation of power, the role of the policymakers in the legislature, the role of the executive branch. He wants everybody to be pretty tight with what they do in terms of the strict construction of statutes and things like that. I personally have concerns moving forward with even what you just recommended without Dan and others doing analysis to make sure we're not spending one nickel outside of our statutory charge. I mean, some of these things are, I'm just looking at it, but I can see at least two bullet points on here that appear to be outside of our very clear statutory charge. And so I don't want to, have anybody accuse us of using money that we're not supposed to. Now, I'm certainly sensitive to Senator Brandis's concerns, and frankly, I'm going to go have a chat with him and just sort of understand a little bit more, what's going on here. But until we get a clearer understanding on whether we can even spend money, I don't even think that we should move forward with anything. And so it would be my recommendation that we table this issue until we get a legal analysis that can be presented at the next board that essentially defines parameters that we can act upon, and also give us time to talk to our appointing principals to sort of see where they are, because some of this stuff are legislative issues. And they're not issues for the Board of Governors. And to the point that's been made by Governor Wharton many times, as well as others, there are some serious policy issues the legislature needs to consider first and foremost as a glide path that can achieve some of these objectives. So that's just me personally, but looking at this, I do have concerns about spending money outside of our very clear statutory mandate.
Governor Dunbar, we're on the same page, and a proposal basically would be that in December, we present to the board. Dan Sumner, by the way, has raised many of the issues that you have raised. So a recommendation basically is we would propose to the board, a scope document, not a procurement, but a scope document relative to that procurement, so that before we move forward with any procurement, we really are considering everything within, statutory definition of what citizens should be doing and where we should be involved. So we share the same concerns, and I think whatever we would present to you in December would simply be an outline you know, those areas where we do believe that it might be appropriate to have an outside party involved.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Governor Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would echo what the governor just said, and specifically to Governor Dunbar. I was just looking at, is it part of our mission to provide the shared services platform? I think that's a great idea, but I would just question if we can spend money on things like that. But it seems like this is a perfect time to brag on what you guys accomplished with AOB and reducing the exposure and going after further, you know, going after this if it's first party litigation, the litigation that's causing us such a drain on our side. So to get the legislature show the success and take this as an opportunity to try to reduce that further if we could through legislation. Thank you.
Okay, if there's no further questions or comments, I think we're ready to move on to Jay's report.
Thank you.